From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, April 29th. A long discussion about redesigning a major road in Lower Bidwell Park happened in Chico last night. It was part of a presentation from Public Works to Park and Playground Commissioners. NSPR's Eric Adams reports many residents weren't happy with the options.
The street being discussed is South Park Drive, which runs through a large part of the park near Caper Acres Playground. One redesign idea suggested keeping a one-way road for vehicles and creating a separate lane for bicycles and pedestrians. It would also entail changes to parking spots. Another involved closing down the road to all vehicles permanently. Most residents were not fans of that last idea, saying it could increase traffic in the neighborhood. Many, like Tom Carter, felt the project was unnecessary.
Since safety and parking don't appear to be an issue, most residents are wondering what problems are being addressed by conceptual designs, option one and option two.
Public Works Director Eric Gustafson said suggestions would be taken into account and said the topic would come back up at City Council.
We're going to make these improvements, and now is the time to consider expansion or improvements while we're going through the environmental review process, while we're scoping and designing a project, and then ultimately funding and constructing a project.
While residents weren't sold on the choices, one option did narrowly win the favor of some commissioners. It was to allow a one-way road for vehicles. Still, they voted to postpone the topic until next month's meeting. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, the federal Head Start program may be on the chopping block. If it ends, it will leave millions of disadvantaged children, including many in the North State, further behind. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Head Start could be described as preschool for children from low-income families. Its mission is to prepare disadvantaged kids for kindergarten and for later success in life, essentially giving them a head start. Beyond early education, it provides nutritional support and other services, and like any preschool program, e-centers give parents the daycare they need to work. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, about 1,000 children in the Yuba-Sutter regional area rely on the program. That includes centers in Butte, Colusa, Glenn, and Tehama counties. But earlier this month, President Donald Trump announced he wants the program shut down by the end of next year. The president is expected to deliver his budget priorities in mid-May, and the final budget needs to be passed by the end of September. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
And it's spring, and that means Chico State is inviting the public to attend its annual plant sale. The event will be held at the University Farm Greenhouse on Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Plants are grown and cultivated by students in the College of Agriculture. Featured items include vegetables, herbs, annuals, perennials, and tropical plants. And just a note, NSPR's broadcast licenses are owned by Chico State. It does not oversee our news production or programming. Also, the Trump administration could potentially build an immigration detention facility located in the Bay Area of California. According to an internal memo obtained by KQED, the facility would be at the Travis Air Force Base in Fairfield. It's part of a larger effort to expand immigration detention at a national level and use U.S. Department of Defense property. President Trump has stated that he aims to deport 1 million people by the end of his first year in office. The Department of Defense and Homeland Security officials coordinated over the emails to expedite facility plans. The emails don't describe any design details for the Travis Air Force Base or how many people it might hold. A spokesperson for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, told KQED that it's working to expand detention capacity, but did not respond to questions about Travis Air Force Base specifically. Officials at the base and the Department of Defense did not respond to KQED's request for comment. And finally, student loan collections are coming soon. The U.S. Department of Education announced that its Office of Federal Student Aid will restart collecting defaulted federal student loans beginning Monday, May 5th. Over 5 million borrowers have been in default for more than a year, many for more than 7 years, and 4 million more are in a late-stage delinquency. Failure to pay can damage credit. According to Smart Asset, a financial publication, California has over $150 billion in student loan debt, with nearly 4 million borrowers. The average balance of $38,354 ranks 11th highest nationally. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, April 29th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.